It's Illinois Edition. I'm Brian Mackey. Illinois has a constitutional requirement that its budget must be balanced. Spending has to equal revenues every year. But is the Illinois budget ever really balanced? Joining us to talk about that are Charlie Wheeler, director of the Public Affairs Reporting Program at the University of Illinois Springfield, and Jamie Dunn, editor of Illinois Issues at NPR Illinois. They have both forgotten more about the budget than I will ever know. So I guess I'll begin by asking you, Charlie, has Illinois ever really had a balanced budget?
I suppose it depends on how you define it, and not trying to be, what would you say, legalistic here. But if you say, does the General Assembly ever appropriate enough money to cover all the expenses incurred in a given year, my guess would be we probably never have. And I say that because for more than 100 years, we've not funded the pension systems at what would be the actuarially required number. Instead, we've shortened the pension systems. If you look at it through the traditional definition of do we have enough money in the bank at the end of the year, the fiscal year, to cover the outstanding bills that are still going to come in after the end of the fiscal year, and that would be analogous, for example, I have a Visa card, I buy something on June 30th, I don't get the bill until early July, so it's in two different fiscal years. If you look at it in that way, we've only done it 15 years since 1970 when we adopted our practice of having annual budgets.
And I gather those are years in which good stock market, maybe revenues exceeded expectations. The state was in pretty flush times relative to where we are today.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, partly it was in the wake of income tax increases. Part of it was the dot-com boom in the late 90s. The last time we actually had a balanced budget following that concept was in the fiscal year 2001, when after we paid all the outstanding bills, we still had $300 million in the bank in our general funds. The following year, in the wake of the 2001 market problems, and more importantly, the terrorist attack in September, we wound up with a deficit of $1.2 billion.
Well, Jamie, Charlie mentioned shorting the pension funds over the years. That happened in sometimes spectacular fashion back, especially during the administration of Governor Rod Blagojevich. There were so-called pension holidays, which sounds very nice. It sounds like a vacation. But in fact, that was the state, what, shirking its responsibility, borrowing against the future? How do you want to say that?
Yeah, and that's, you know, part of one of the maybe more common ways to get around the thought or the concept of a balanced budget is to just not fully fund what the state needs to pay for. And that's been something that lawmakers have done quite a bit. Looking at the pension funds, you look at the employee health insurance fund, that's been shorted quite a bit over the past few years. There's been deliberate shorting of Medicaid to slow down the Medicaid cycle. So instead of cutting, they just didn't fully fund it. So that's a pretty common technique to get around this sort of concept of, you know, things having to be balanced.
We've certainly heard Governor Bruce Rauner talking a lot about a balanced budget. He was asked just last week at the State House on the last day of the legislative session. A reporter asked him if he bore any responsibility for the debacle that has happened to Illinois government, particularly in terms of budget making. And the governor replied,
"Absolutely. You know what? I will always veto dramatically out of balance budgets. We have to stop doing this."
He may veto them, but on the other hand, it hasn't bothered him to propose two budgets that did not meet the statutory requirements. His first budget counted savings from pension changes that never materialized. It also counted on cutting spending by some $600 million by shorting local governments, cities and counties, their share of the state's income tax. The law says that his budget is supposed to reflect existing law and not take into account revenues that might be coming in through changes in the law or cuts that might be made possible by changing the existing statutes. So that wasn't balanced. And his budget that he proposed earlier this spring also was not balanced. He used a concept where he put in a budget line called working together or executive management, which was going to save $3.5 billion. So that was as phony as anything the Democrats have done.
That's quite a lot of savings.
Yeah. Well, the problem is that he wanted to spend $36 billion, and we're only going to have roughly $33 billion coming in. And to make up the difference, he put in this fudge factor.
Fudge factor sounds delicious. Jamie, do you think the governor can ever come to terms with passing a budget that, you know, may not meet this perfect actuarial definition of being balanced?
Whatever they come up with, they'll always call balanced. They'll always find a way to make the argument that it is. But, you know, the governor's office has kind of been saying lately, when folks bring up the idea of the Democrats passing them a budget that's out of whack and them, you know, him using the veto pin to trim it in, their argument lately has been, well, all these court orders and these things that we automatically have to pay make that impossible. And to me, that's all but admitting that they can't come up with a balanced budget without a tax increase, and that, you know, a lot of the spending that the state has to do basically ties their hands. So they haven't gone so far as to say that they can't produce a balanced budget without a tax increase, but they're really walking the line when they say that, well, we couldn't bring it into line with veto.
That is Jamie Dunn, editor of Illinois Issues Magazine here at NPR Illinois. We also talked with Charlie Wheeler. He's director of the Public Affairs Reporting Program on the Springfield campus at the University of Illinois. I am Brian Mackey.